leaving godhood itself and coming to dwell here in the city. Each man eventually receives his just deserts, barring unfortunate accidents, of course. And so each man, rather than society as a sudden whole, may come into the divine inheritance, which the ambitious accelerationists wish to scatter wholesale before everyone, even those who were unready. You can see that this attitude was dreadfully unfair and proletarian-oriented. What they really wanted to do was to lower the requirements for godhood. These requirements are necessarily strict. Would you give the power of Shiva, of Yama, or of Agni into the hands of an infant? Not unless you were a fool, you wouldn't. Not unless you wished to wake up one morning and see that the world no longer existed. This is what the accelerationists would have wrought, though, and this is why they were stopped. Now you know all about accelerationism. My, you look awfully warm. May I hang your garment while I get you another drink? Very good. Now where were we, Maya? Oh yes, the beetles in the pudding. Well, the accelerationists claimed that everything I have just said would be true, except for the fact that the system is corrupt. They cast aspersions upon the probity of those who authorized incarnation. Some even dared claim that heaven was comprised of an immortal aristocracy of willful hedonists who played games with the world. Others dared to say that the best of men never achieve godhood, but meet ultimately with the real death or incarnation into a lower life form. Some others would even say that one such as yourself had been chosen for deification only because your original form and attitude struck the fancy of some lustful divinity, rather than for your other obvious virtues, my dear. My, you're full of freckles, aren't you? Yes, these are the things those thrice-damned accelerationists preached. These are the things, the accusations, that the father of my spirit stands for, I am ashamed to say. What can one do with such a heritage but wonder at it? He rides a cycle of mighty days, and he represents the last great schism among the gods. Evil though he obviously is a mighty figure, this father of my spirit, and I respect him as the sons of old did the fathers of their bodies. Are you cold now? Here, let me. There. 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 Come. Now weave us an illusion, my lovely, where we walk in a world that is free of such foolishness. This way now. Turn here. Now let there be a new Eden within this bunker. My moist-lipped one of the green eyes. What is that? What is it that is paramount within me at this instant of time? Truth, my love, and sincerity, and the desire to share. Ganesha, the God-maker, walked with Shiva in the forest of Kanipura.
Lord of Destruction, he said, I understand that you already seek reprisal against those here in the city who mark the words of Siddhartha with more than a smirk of dismissal.
Of course, said Shiva.
By so doing, you destroy his effectiveness.
Effectiveness? Explain what you mean.
Kill me that green bird on yonder limb.
Shiva gestured with his trident, and the bird fell.
Now kill me its mate.
I do not see her.
Then kill me any other from among its flock.
I see none.
And now that it lies dead, you will not. So if you wish, strike at the first who hearken to the words of Siddhartha.
I gather your meaning, Ganesha. He shall walk free for a time. He shall.
Ganesha the God-maker regarded the jungle about him. Though he walked through the realm of the phantom cats, he feared no evil, for the Lord of Chaos walked by his side, and the trident of destruction comforted him. Vishnu, 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 regarded, 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 Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. They sat in the hall of mirrors. Brahma held forth upon the eightfold path and the glory that is nirvana. After the space of three cigarettes, Vishnu cleared his throat.
Yes, Lord? Asked Brahma.
Why, may I inquire, this Buddhist tract?
Do you not find it fascinating?
Not particularly.
That is indeed hypocritical of you.
What do you mean?
A teacher should display at least a modicum of interest in his own lessons.
Teacher? Lessons?
Of course, Tathagatha. Why else in recent years would the god Vishnu be moved to incarnate among men, other than to teach them the way of enlightenment?
I?
Hail reformer, who has removed the fear of the real death from men's minds. Those who were not born again among men have now gone on to nirvana.
Vishnu smiled. Better to incorporate than struggle to extirpate?
Almost an epigram.
Brahma stood, considered the mirrors, considered Vishnu.
So, after we have disposed of Sam, you will have been the real Tathagatha.
How shall we dispose of Sam?
I have not yet decided, but I am open to suggestions.
Might I suggest that he be incarnated as a jackbird?
You might, but then someone else might desire that the jackbird be reincarnated as a man. I feel that he is not without some supporters.
Well, we do have time to consider the problem. There is no hurry now that he is in the custody of heaven. I shall give you my thoughts on the matter as soon as I have some.
That is sufficient, then, for now.
They walked from the hall, then. Vishnu passed from the garden of Brahma's joys, and as he departed, the mistress of death entered there. She addressed the eight-armed statue with the veena, and it began to play upon it. Hearing the music, Brahma approached.
Kali, lovely lady, he announced.
Mighty is Brahma, she replied.
Yes, Brahma agreed.
As mighty as might be desired. And it is so seldom that you visit here that I am mightily pleased. Come walk with me among the flowered paths and we shall talk. Your dress is lovely.
Thank you. They walked among the flowered paths.
How go the preparations for the wedding?
Well?
Will you have honeymoon in heaven?
We plan to take it far from here.
Where, may I ask?
We have not yet agreed as to where.
Time passes on the wings of the jackbird, my dear. If you wish, you and the Lord Yama may dwell in my gardens of joy for a time.
Thank you, Creator. But it is too splendid a place for the two destroyers to pass the time and feel at ease. We shall go forth somewhere.
As you wish, he shrugged.